From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia says it's establishing an evacuation corridor and daily five-hour ceasefire over Syria's rebel-held eastern Ghouta region. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said the coordinates for the corridor will be released soon. He said the pause will be observed daily from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Last week, the U.N. Security Council called for a 30-day truce to allow for medical evacuations and the distribution of humanitarian aid for hundreds of thousands in eastern Ghouta. The International Committee of the Red Cross's Yolanda Jacomet said her organization is ready to move.
What is certain is that we stand ready. Our warehouses are full of what is needed. And together with our colleagues from the Syrian Arab Red Crescent, we stand ready to move as soon as we get a green light by all parties to the conflict. And this is critical because obviously you have an active front line there and we need the agreement of all those fighting in this conflict.
More than 500 have been killed in more than a week of constant Russian-backed government bombing. Health authorities Sunday said several people have symptoms consistent with chlorine gas exposure. New South African President Cyril Ramaphosa made public Monday his choices for it in a cabinet reshuffling following the resignation of Jacob Zuma over corruption allegations.
Mr. David Mabuza will be sworn in as Deputy President of the Republic. Dr. Zweli Mkhize will be sworn in as Minister of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs. Mr. Nhlanhla Nene will also once sworn in as Minister intent to have him appointed as Minister of Finance.
Mr. Ramaphosa also appointed respected former Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan as head of the Public Enterprises Department. This is VOA News. The major tourist site for Christians in Jerusalem is still closed in protest over Israeli tax policy and a proposal for land expropriation. The Church of the Holy Sepulchre, believed by many to be the spot where Jesus was crucified and buried. It's been closed to the public since midday Sunday. Church leaders are angered over Israeli enforcement of taxes on commercial properties owned by the churches and opposed a proposed law allowing such property to be expropriated. President Donald Trump, meeting the nation's governors at the White House Monday, referred to the most recent mass shooting, saying this can't go on. 17 people were killed at a Parkland, Florida high school February 14 by a 19-year-old former student and suspect.
Our nation is heartbroken. We continue to mourn the loss of so many precious, innocent young lives. These are incredible people. I visited a lot of them. But we'll turn our grief into action. We have to have action.
He has advocated arming teachers while also voicing support for strengthening background checks for prospective gun buyers and raising the age limit to 21 for those wishing to buy an assault rifle. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the president will also meet members of Congress this week.
The president is planning a meeting for Wednesday with bipartisan members of Congress to discuss different pieces of legislation and what they can do moving forward.
Mr. Trump said he has directed the Justice Department to issue regulations that would ban so-called bump stocks, devices that can transform a rifle into a machine gun. There are unconfirmed reports that as many as 30 fatalities from an early Monday 7.5 magnitude earthquake that shook Papua New Guinea's remote highlands region. Damaged communication links and roads are hampering search efforts. ExxonMobil said it shut its liquefied natural gas plant. In Somalia, at least two soldiers were killed in a confrontation with Ugandan troops from the African Union Fighting Force. A Somali officer said the AU troops tried to force their way through a security checkpoint, while the Ugandan army said the Somalis opened fire on a military convoy. A Tanzanian court has sentenced two opposition officials to 5 months in prison for insulting President John Magufuli. They used what's described as abusive language against the president at a rally in December, linking him to an attempted assassination of a senior opposition leader in September. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservatives Monday approved a coalition arrangement with the center-left Social Democrats that brings her a step closer to achieving a fourth term following losses sustained in September's election. A rare snowstorm in Rome Monday disrupted traffic, shut schools, and forced the government to call in troops for snow removal duty. At the Vatican, priests and seminary students engaged in a snowball fight in St. Peter's Square. 10 centimeters of snow blanketed the area, the heaviest in 6 years. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.